Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. His personal remnants. Once, after a servant shaved his hair, Prabhupada noticed that he was saving little bits of grey hair. "What are you doing with that?" The servant replied that he was saving it as remnants. Prabhupada said, "It is muchi. Hair is muchi." When the servant insisted that the disciples worship it, Prabhupada laughed and said, "All right." When he received extra sweaters as gifts, he would carry them for a while in the suitcase and then personally give them away. He was giving away gold rings, once giving one to each of his servant and his servant's wife on the occasion of their marriage. He carried watches and bead bags and gave them all away. He gave everything away bit by bit, and always he received more. What we gave him transformed into his charity to others, while the personal effects he kept were very few. His remnants of food. He liked to give prasadam from his hand, and everyone liked to receive it. It was not just food, but the blessings of bhakti, the essence of devotional service. Srila Prabhupada gave out prasadam happily, calmly, and without discrimination. When he gave to children, they liked the sweet taste of it in the form of a cookie or sweet meat. Yet also they liked it as a special treat from Prabhupada, who sat on the Vyasasana leaning forward to them. Women liked it because they got a rare chance to come forward and extend their hands before Prabhupada. They felt satisfied and chaste. And stalwart men came forward like expectant children, sometimes pushing one another just to get the mercy from Prabhupada. To Prabhupada, it was serious and important, and he would personally supervise to make sure that a big plate was always ready for him to distribute. He wrote in Srimad Bhagavatam, "No Vedic sacrifice is complete without distribution of prasadam." Although now prasadam distribution in the Krishna consciousness movement is done on a huge scale, as Prabhupada desired, it all started from his own hand as he gave it out one to one. "Come," he would say, "take prasada." The fortunate receiver would extend his arm, right hand, palm up, and Prabhupada touched him or her with a small amount of foodstuffs. It fully satisfied the mind, body and soul. With his deft hands and shapely fingers selecting pieces from the plate, he gave it out. He knew that the urchins in Bombay and Bhubaneswar were coming mainly because their bellies were hungry, and he also arranged to give out thousands of full plates of khichdi in Mayapur. In the USA, he introduced delicious vegetarian love feasts, teaching Westerners the art of cooking and eating. So all prasadam distribution goes back to the simple act initiated by Prabhupada, his offering his remnants. No guest could leave his room without it, even a hostile onlooker. Come, please take. Thank you. Hare Krishna.